You know, we have some controversial issues in Nigeria, especially when it, as regards to women covering their head in the church. One of the specific things is, are they really covering, is it the head or the hair? And some people said it's not necessary for a woman to cover her head. She's free to worship. It's of the heart, not the dressing and all of that. Some of this is really a big problem in most of our churches, the controversy from one denomination to the other. What will you have to say about women covering their hair?
Well, first I'll say it's a big controversy in the U.S. as well.
Okay.
It's not just in Nigeria.
All right.
But the issue starts with the heart, like you were saying.
Yes.
The issue starts with, why is a woman supposed to cover her head? Yes. When you look at 1 Corinthians 11. The reason that a woman is supposed to cover her head is Christ is the head of a man, and man is the head of a woman.
Yeah.
It's a picture of God's authority over the church.
Okay.
And so a woman's supposed to cover her head because of her meek and quiet spirit. That's why. So it starts with a meek and quiet spirit.
Okay.
And it's very easy to go to head coverings and think this physical thing is going to be really important.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, God says a meek and quiet spirit is what's important.
That's
what's pleasing to him in a woman.
Yeah.
And a woman whose husband says, do not wear your head covering, and she submits to it. Do not wear a head covering, and she submits to him because she has a meek and quiet spirit. That is pleasing to God.
That's great.
Because that's what's pleasing to God, a meek and quiet spirit. Mm. The head covering is a testimony of the meek and quiet spirit.
Hmm.
So if you have the head covering without the meek and quiet spirit, that's hypocrisy, and that's not pleasing to God.
Hmm.
The fact that you're sitting in church with your head covered, but you're ordering your husband around at home, guess what? It's not really pleasing to God.
Wow.
What's pleasing to God is a head covering. I mean, 1 Corinthians 10 or 11, Paul makes three arguments.
Yes.
The first argument that he makes is the one that I just said.
Okay.
Christ is the head of man, and man is the head of the woman.
Yeah.
It's really important for us to understand that argument.
Okay.
The great mystery, as Paul says in Ephesians 5,
yes,
is Christ in the church. That's what marriage is.
Yeah.
It's a picture of Christ having the church as his bride.
Yeah.
Which means the church is supposed to have a meek and quiet spirit.
Yes.
Before God.
Wow.
And part of the head covering is to testify and to remind the church that it's supposed to be submitting to Christ.
Okay.
Because we're the bride of Christ.
Yes.
We're the one who need the reminder, because so often the church wants to go off and do its own thing.
That's true.
Christ said this about worship, but we want to do this because we like this better.
Mm-hmm.
This is more fun. Let's do this and let's forget what Christ said. And so the head covering is because Christ is the head of the church.
Mm.
And it's to remind us that the church has to be meek before Christ.
Wow.
So that's the first argument. So wives need to cover their heads.
Yeah.
To testify, if their heart is right,
yes,
of a meek and quiet spirit.
Okay.
The second argument he makes is even nature. Anybody listening to this could look around in their society,
yes,
and what they'll find out is women have longer hair than men.
That's correct.
In every society in the world,
mm-hmm,
because God has ordered it, that women understand that their head should be covered with hair.
That's true. Yeah.
But that hair is her glory, is what it also says.
Hmm.
That hair is what makes people look at her, makes her attractive.
Yeah.
That's not what a woman should want in church.
Hmm.
What a woman should want in church is for people to look towards God and not look towards her.
Yes.
So just like she shouldn't make her hair all fancy and do a fancy hairdo, a woman shouldn't be wearing a head covering to draw attraction to herself.
So.
It's supposed to be saying she has a meek and quiet spirit that points towards God.
That's
a woman that doesn't have a meek and quiet spirit, her head covering isn't going to accomplish that, because
that's
it's going to be, I want people to look at me.
Mm.
I want people to see my glory.
That's correct.
Instead of seeing God's glory.
That's true.
And so the second argument he makes is a woman's hair is her glory, and so it should be covered because she shouldn't want to draw attention to herself.
Yeah, that's
so. So the head covering that draws attention is not a head covering. And the last thing that Paul says is, there's no such custom in the church of God, meaning that there is no church where the head of a woman does not wear a head covering.
Wow.
If you think of the context of that passage, it's actually 1 Corinthians 7 says that Paul received a series of questions.
Yes.
And it's pretty clear that the question that he received for that
yes, yes,
was, well, men don't wear head coverings anymore, Because in Judaism, they did, even today, they still wear a yarmulke. They cover their heads. Okay. Men and women cover their heads.
Wow.
But we're free in Christ.
Mm.
So men took off their head coverings in Christ.
Yeah.
But the women are still wearing their head coverings. So they write to Paul and go, well, a woman is as free in Christ as a man is.
That's true.
So why shouldn't women remove their head coverings?
Yeah.
And Paul's answering that question. And that's what his argument is. And
okay.
It's very obvious if you read 1 Corinthians 11, that's what the question is. So when he says there is no such custom in the Church of Christ, he's talking about removing your head covering.
Hmm.
And so, I mean, and when you think of a head covering, it's not about like, you know, the Muslims, right? Because remember, Islam was pretty much, Muhammad stole stuff from the Jews and the Christians.
Yes, very well.
People were
very
coming
well.
Through and he just put stuff together and that's the Quran. It's a bunch of junk that was put together that it was confused. And so now they wear the thing with the eye slits and all this stuff because they say their head should be covered.
Yeah.
That's not what it's talking about at all. What it's talking about is a symbol on the head to show that you are submissive and that you're testifying that the church should be submitting to Christ.
Wow.
It doesn't mean every hair needs to be covered. It doesn't mean your face or your head needs to be covered. What it means is that it's a sign that can be recognized, and it's not about drawing attention to yourself.
Okay.
It's about reminding people of who you are before God.
Wow.